USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some of the 2020 presidential candidates are campaigning in Des Moines, Iowa, greeting supporters at the annual Polk County Democrats Steak Fry. The organizers of the event say they will be grilling 10,000 steaks and 1,000 vegan burgers. Now, this all comes after earlier this week at a CNN climate change town hall, many of those same Democratic candidates were lecturing folks about eating less meat. The U.S. signed an agreement on Friday that sends illegal aliens seeking asylum at the U.S.-Mexico southern border to El Salvador. Acting Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan tells Fox News,
"We're going to continue to do what this administration has been doing, working with the government of Mexico, working with the Northern Triangle countries to build their capacity to address this as a regional crisis, and we're going to continue to build that wall. Every mile of wall that's built, the agents are safer, they can do their job better, and this country is safer."
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Once again, it looks like trade talks with China have stalled. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Lower-level Chinese negotiators in Washington for talks canceled plans to visit farmers who've been hurt by the trade war and abruptly cut their trip short. President Trump has now decided he does not want a piecemeal trade agreement.
We're looking for the big deal. We've taken it to this level. We're taking in billions and billions of dollars of tariffs. China's devalued their currency, and they have a very bad economy right now, and I don't want them to have a bad economy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Thank you, Wendy. This is your final weekend of summer, so do make sure and get out and enjoy it. The first day of autumn is Monday. This year, the fall equinox lands on September 23rd. Specifically at 3:50 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. At that time, the sun will be perfectly aligned with the equator. On Monday, most places will see about 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of night. This is USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A new study out from the nonprofit group EducationNext.org finds that 49% of Americans favor a voucher system that helps low-income students to cover the cost of private school tuition. Now, that's up 12% from 2016. The study also finds that public support of charter schools is at 48%. One of the main draws to charter schools and school choice is the fact that the parents are in control of how accelerated the classes and learning can be. I had a chance to catch up with former New York City school teacher Robert Pondicio. He's also the author of a new book titled How the Other Half Learns, Equality, Excellence, and the Battle Over School Choice. And he says this one-size-fits-all approach to education is not working.
Well, this is why I'm, you know, an unapologetic choice guy, because if you feel that this is, in any school, if you feel that the intensity is too much and you don't want that for your child, well, then you shouldn't have to send your child to that school. On the other hand, if you are, you know, a tiger mom, you know, to use the cliche, and you want your kid, you know, prepared and accelerated to go as fast and far as he or she can, well, then you should have the right to choose that kind of school as well.
And finally, please remember you can always find us online at usaradio.com. Take us with you by downloading the iHeartRadio app and searching for USA Radio News, or you can also as well find us on Facebook. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.